This is going to be right after the clock. This is going to be. I want to show it to you.
That's all right.
You ready, boss?
Yes, sir. I read about it. It looks very good writing. Young man, they're doing better every time I take a trip.
Look, good. Education, too.
We learned all about the Battle of Saratoga. Surrender of Burgoyne yesterday.
We've heard about that before.
Have you heard about it before? They've had experiences with Saratoga. That'd be said to be an expensive place, you know. Well, we're sending the veterans there, you see. In the off-season. Well, that's a poor man.
Today. We had a very good time yesterday. We all learned a lot. Who Burgoyne was, why he surrendered. All about Benedict Arnold's leg that was loyal. By the way, did you see the monument there? We didn't go near
it. No.
Yeah. I don't think I got anything at all.
Did you tell us, Mr. President, anything about your conference this afternoon with Admiral Richardson and Admiral Leahy?
Oh, we just studied maps.
Did the conferencer test upon problems in the Far East?
Just studied maps.
Studied maps.
Learning geography.
Well, they marked
the maps of the Eastern Hemisphere. Well, three
hemispheres. Mr. President, does the presence of Mr. Leahy in the conference indicate that he might be called back into active service, sir?
No. Finding out about Puerto Rico.
The president has put in the form of a reason
to that I know of.
Mr. President, did anything in the box of your labor board discussion this morning since the last one?
Nothing.
Did anything like it to you?
No.
Mr. President,
I'd say it didn't be in status quo.
Mr. President, we're a local labor kind of problem.
You mean Washington? You know, they're included in the long list. I'll tell you frankly what I've been trying to do. The Congress put a outside figure, what I remember, $3,500 for a house on the average for all of these places. Some are in the south, some are in the north, some are in the west, some are in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, even this is a bit. And I figured out $3,500 for housing is too high for what probably will be in large part country. So we've been having a little argument for about a month on how we can reduce that figure. Now we seem to have got it pretty well reduced, except in some places where the cost of land and the cost of living and the cost of I think you can say fairly that the average of this lady housing will be, well, we're nearer $2,800 than $3,500, which means a saving to the government about $700 per house, which is not bad considering that they are essentially temporary houses.
What do they call a house?
Huh?
What is a house?
Well, I put it this way, the design is. You know what a Cape Cod cottage looks like? It's a one-story building. That's easy to work. And the average of these would be about 26 feet square. Not 26 square feet, but 26 feet square. In other words, some of them may be 24 by 28. But about an average of 26 feet each way, and they contain again, on the average, two bedrooms, little bedrooms, one sitting room, one bathroom, and one combination. What do you call it now? A dinette and in the kitchen?
Dinette,
that's it.
Well, the individual houses are row houses.
Most of them would be individual. In some cases, there'd be duplex, some cases, three apartments. Well, the fence was the same size.
Extremely
local, the question of the changing the USHA local housing project in Alexandria into a housing project in a torpedo plant worker come up. I couldn't tell you about that project. There was a project for Alexandria in this long list. Now, whether it was changing the USHA project into a major project, I don't know.
Mr. President, after his conference with you this morning, Lord Lothian said that his information seemed to indicate a general crisis in the Far East to be imminent. Do you have any information to that same general direction?
Why did you have that? Speak to us about that.
Lord Lothian, maybe last week, in the establishment of an Atlantic fighting force in more than 125
No. About the ship's board.
Mr. President, are you planning to defer the appointment of the Transportation Board until after Mr. Owen D. Young's committee report?
I don't know. It didn't really come up. I knew there was to be a three-man board appointed. I don't know.
President,
I haven't had any recommendations of names yet.
Well, there's been a rumor that Mr. Young may be one of those members. Is there any basis in that?
No, I haven't heard about names any. When's the young boy going to report?
Said in the near future.
Okay. In New York?
There it is.
that from the one.
Yes, sir. I took the seventh degree in LaGrange. Some people will understand what that means. And I like Bill very much. I've got it down on the calendar somewhere. I don't know. I never can tell.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay.